Good morning. Today is Monday, April the 25th, 126th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, proud Eureka citizen and landowner, Rob Barkley.
Hello, Bri. How are you?
Day by day.
Well, let's face it. This is about as pretty a day as we could ever dream of, and this is why we live here. What a beautiful day.
And I have to drive 5 hours.
Oh.
That's okay. That's why I'm dressed as Natalie as I am.
Well, you look good.
Why have a tie if all I'm doing is driving from here to Brookings and Brookings back?
Yeah, it's a fine day.
Yeah, I might even stop along the way.
Yep.
Have you found a quote there?
I've got a great quote, and we should all be thinking about this in relation to our free speech. Fanaticism is always the child of persecution, by Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, that one kind of has legs, doesn't it?
Sure does. I mean, this free speech thing, they don't like what you say, you don't get to say it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how things have evolved in the last 20 or 25 years. How do you see the situation with the empty seat at the Supreme Court? Arguments and historical precedent have gone both ways.
No, they really haven't. There is absolutely no reason to fill the Supreme Court until after the election. There's not. And Joe Biden said it best, and we should all be quoting Joe. And we are.
True.
I mean...
But it has happened in the past.
Not for a long time. Well,
now you're throwing your time qualifier on it.
Of course.
Well, okay, fine.
Yeah. I would be arguing the same thing if it were a liberal and we had a Republican president. I'm consistent that way.
Well, and the same thing at the local level if you're talking about a water replacement program.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't burden the guy who's coming in next week. No. With a bunch of decisions you make this week, it's hardly
fair.
The right thing to do.
Yeah, it's binding. Yeah. You deserve to bind people, but the timing is the big issue.
I saw something. The federal courts, is there much turnover with those judges?
There are quite a few vacancies right now, and they're hopefully being slowed down some. But the federal court vacancies are being filled. The states are being – there's really not a backup in the states. So it's the federal district and federal appeals courts, appellate courts, that do have some vacancies.
Do all states have elected Supreme Courts?
I don't know that. I assume so.
Okay. I would think we'd take care of the vacancies pretty quickly.
Yeah, you just fill an election, have an election, and off you go. You're good to go.
Well, one thing that I think is coming out of it is people might have a chance to start to understand the ripples down.
Well,
because of the discussion.
The unions, public employee unions, ought to be thanking their lucky stars. There were a bunch of important cases that were going to go against them this term.
That didn't.
Didn't. And so... it's just the way it goes. It's an unfortunate point in history.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll kick it up when we come back.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, lots of things have been happening here locally, some of them in your neighborhood, some of them not necessarily in your neighborhood. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you know where we're going to start, at least.
I don't.
As a neighboring property owner to the temporary container encampment in Old Town. There seem to be two arguments that are going on. One is, okay, the squatters are out from that area along the bay. Good for the bay. Okay. Not really sure if it's good for the community or not. The other side says a lot of them were down there because of the soup kitchen and the rescue mission, and this is an area then to not contain them. That's almost a bad pun. But in an area to structurally house them in the same neighborhood impacting the same properties.
But that's not true. They're concentrating them. They're concentrating them in Old Town. They're concentrating them in our business district. And I get that it was it's theoretically a temporary thing, 6 months. Okay, 6 months flies by. It's Christmas Day. What do we do in 6 months? What is going to be different in 6 months than it is today? Do they just stay?
That's the play out. That's the fear that a lot of people have, is that temporary word in there. Some of us remember when California took the sales tax to 6% as a temporary. Well, apparently it was.
It was a stopping point.
Yeah, exactly.
Temporary stopping point on the way
On its way up,
Gee.
So is that a concern that this temporary could easily become a permanent?
I think we're all worried about that. And I think most of all, what is discouraging to me is our elected officials, both county and city, are not dealing with a solution. There is a solution. What about the old Simpson Mill site between Arcata and Eureka? You got 70 acres there. You've got a bunch of stuff under housing, under roof, rather. You could provide all the services. I don't care if it's a Betty Chin or if it's a mission. All of it can be provided there. Economically, it can be done with a vision and a planning and just plain. We're not trying to deny them services, although some of us would be open to the suggestion. But what we have to do is get them in a stable place where the women and children are safe, because it's great to talk about connexes. That really doesn't do the trick. And what about the city and county working together and coming up with a plan on an emergency basis? They've now shown to my great satisfaction how quickly they can move on things without studying them. And let's just move them out of that area into a more contained area where they can safely travel back and forth. The women and children can be safe. Services can be provided. Let's move a lot of the services of the county out of the city and into this location. It can be a template for the future. It's a campus. We have a homeless campus and a transition campus. That's positive. Concentrating these people in an area where people are making their livings, where it is no fun to have to confront these people. It's not. It is ridiculous, and it's short-sighted. I would call on the people. I mean, Rex, let's move. Let's talk about how we annex, how we float a bond. You guys always seem to be able to find money. Make a deal with the Green Diamond Company and buy that site and get it planned and zoned and moved. And if the Coastal Commission doesn't like it, then let's just put them back in the swamps and wreck some more needless land. That site out there is paved. It should be able to be done on a quick basis.
Is there any, I don't want to say viable, any real positive, strong economic application for that property because of its proximity to the bay and the Coastal Commission influence or oversight and the Corps of Engineers oversight and the access in and out from the highway with what Caltrans would require if it was a commercial development? Does it pencil out for anything other than something along these lines as a government-owned facility?
Well, it's 70 acres. Anytime you have 70 acres, you have a lot of options, and you can make those work. Is it apt to be a use with ingress and egress the way it has in the past? I kind of doubt it. I think you're going to need something in there to make a safer entrance. But, look, Green Diamond provided a lot of great jobs for a really long time, and they've been a really wonderful steward of our community. And I just hope that our local political leaders enter into a truncated negotiation and get this project moving. This is why we're paying taxes. This is why we elect these people. I mean, Rex, go do this. This is a positive project. Get them out of downtown. It's not fair.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley following the news and a couple of messages.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, during the break, just kind of considering that location, it's a pretty visible one as it currently sits.
Yeah, could be made very attractive.
That's why I was, who would want to be the property owner?
Well, I think the county ought to be. And why? It's not in the city now. Two, the money for these services that are being provided flows through the county, not the city. The city should not take on this responsibility. Right now, the city is not being compensated for the costs being foisted upon it by the county programs. So I'd move everything out onto county property. Provide the services. We're not trying to not do it. But 70 acres, you make a campus, you'll be a state of the art that will be an example for everybody in the United States of America for how you deal with homelessness correctly.
And you wouldn't have an issue with concentration of, yeah, listen to me talk about this on air. That's probably not the smartest thing I've done this year, but that's okay.
All right, well.
Concentration of all the services onto this campus. So that everything is serviced there, you wouldn't need to have anything in any of the cities proper unless it's under some kind of a federal requirement.
And then we can put in productive businesses. Because make no mistake, these government services being provided are not productive. Those are not good uses of real estate. They should be concentrated onto a campus in one place. 70 acres is an awful lot of land. I don't know if most people understand how much land that is. It is, you could do everything required and have used a quarter of it. It is so much land.
So there's plenty of space to do it right and to do it and to expand if necessary.
If necessary. So it's the logical thing. The question is whether the county supervisors are going to stand up and try to solve a problem. Or if they're going to continue just being, I mean, this emergency thing, the city was backed into a corner on that. And Rex, who's on the board of Betty Chin, may be all happy with this. But we're providing real jobs, most businesses. These people hurt our businesses.
How quickly could something like that be constructed?
I think you put the connexes there immediately.
Okay.
At the end of 6 months, and you work with the Coastal Commission. You ask them first what they want, not last, so it doesn't get pecked apart. And I think you could move fairly quickly and have a long-term 3-year plan to build it out. And you know what? People would have more confidence in our government, in our elected officials, if they would actually proactively and in a disciplined way approach these issues.
The warehouses that are out there now, they're not warehouses, I know. The old mill buildings that are there, can you rehab them short term?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's not a single use.
No, these are well-made buildings, and there's a lot of it under space already. And so the solutions at hand, I mean, it's kind of a dream come true. And I think the community, if this is properly explained or even mediocrely explained, people will see the logic of it. I mean, right now,
it's a simple one to grasp.
Yeah, and a lot of the people who voted to put the connexes in don't live or do business down where we are. And I mean, I'm talking about spending $6 million on a new building down there. And well, why would I do that? I mean, am I going to have some homeless next to me for my techies to enjoy? Doubt it.
Yeah, that's probably not the diversity of life that they're looking for.
Well, is this what...
To have that as they step outside.
And do we really want to see our tourists get to enjoy that? Of course, maybe we won't have any tourists coming from the north if we don't deal with the road issue.
Huh. So what kind of a timeline would it take to throw something together to begin to run this one up the ladder? Is this like a 2-month and
no, I think you and I could have it drawn up this afternoon. This is not a project to be studied to death.
More of a modular approach to it.
Simpson has a beautiful site. My understanding, and I don't speak for them, I don't know this for a fact, but my understanding is that they are going to be disposing of that site. That is their long-term interests. And it's a development to be had, and it is an immediate solution to be had right now.
What's fair market value on something like that?
I could guess, but no one likes my numbers.
Oh.
I'm better to sell to than better to buy from than sell to. If you're,
and he said that with a twinkle in his eye.
Yeah, no, if I thought my buying it would facilitate it, I'd be the first to step up. That's not where this is.
So acquisition is not a concern, a major concern?
No, I just think the best solution happens by the county who has the money and is providing the services anyway. And I'm sure you can run almost any calculation you want, and this would be the biggest budget saver ever seen in this county's history. You could cut the budget in half. You consolidate everything. All of a sudden, you have all the housing in one place. You pay it off over a 30-year bond. So all the junk motels no longer have users, and they get to be torn down, and we clear up the blight they've created. I think it's a complete winner. It's easy.
There's definitely our ripples on the pond.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and they'll go on and on and on. And I'm all for it. I just don't think the 6-month emergency on the site down there is a solution. I'm glad we're providing a better place than the swamp. I think that's great. But we've got to look beyond that and get these businesses, because that's what the mission is. That's what Betty Chin is. Those are businesses. And I don't think the people who work there live on the site. I don't think Betty Chin lives on the site. And so they're businesses. We can call them a lot of different things. And what we are is we're being forced to suffer through this attractive business that makes our businesses more difficult and less attractive.
With an apparent viable option that's sitting out there that could benefit everybody.
Absolutely.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
You know what?
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, and it is one with the blue sky that's out there. It's 8:47. Jeez, only a couple minutes left with Rob. Looking at the project conceptually as you've outlined it, would this be a prototype, or is this something you've seen somewhere else, a repurposed property?
It's got to exist somewhere else. I believe it would. I give myself credit for some things, but being extra creative is not one of them. And I know this, that this county should be talking with Simpson Green Diamond now about this. This is one thing the county government has not done. It's not gotten in front and created solutions. This is a solution. It's not an idea. It's not a patch. This is a permanent damn solution to a really pressing and awful problem.
And it doesn't, at least at first blush for me, it doesn't seem to have a downside risk.
I don't think so. I mean, you may get a few.
There may be something, but.
You may get a few folks who don't like it, but overall, overwhelmingly, it makes such clear sense that, and it's a great solution. The Coastal Commission should want it. Everyone should want it. And clearly, if they put it to a vote of the citizens of Eureka, oh boy!
Well, and I'm thinking of the folks down the Redway Garberville area, where they've had as long as Eureka has, they've had this is a location for them to come to instead of being down on the riverbed.
Yeah, no,
because of that space capacity there, everybody can get behind it.
Well, I guess I'm going to be. Based on our conversation today, I'm going to be reaching out to the Supes, talk to the Health and Human Services person, and talk with her, and let's see if we can create some momentum for this. Naturally, the owner of the property, never lose sight of it.
It needs to be included.
Needs to be included. Yeah. That's their property. But I think it's undoubtedly would be the best execution for the property. And finally, Humboldt County will have a solution that is really this is just fantastic.
This could be cool stuff. Thanks for coming by.
All right, bud. Thank you.
See you tomorrow morning.